Midday 180 on 104.5 The Zone. Jonathan Schaefer is filling in for the chairman of the board because David Reed yesterday evening literally fell out of the front door of his home.
Not just fell. It was a catastrophic fall.
And there is video evidence of this because they have that Ring doorbell video aspect on their phone. And he sent it to us. We have not tweeted this out because we have been waiting on the results of his visit to the emergency room today. David Reed, the chairman of the board, nice enough to join us. David, give us the latest. And based on what you're about to tell us, it will determine whether or not we're going to press send on the tweet.
Well, first of all, thanks for asking how I am. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So, honestly, I have not been gone from the ER very long. Big thanks to all the folks over at St. Thomas. Chrissy, very nice this morning. So I have what is at least a grade 2 medial tear of the inside of my ankle. I am on rest and crutches for 2 weeks. And if it's not significantly better, I'm supposed to go follow up with an orthopedic surgeon for an MRI to see if it is a complete tear at that point.
So is it just the ankle? Because I know there were concerns of back and knee and other things going into this. And I think quad was even mentioned as a possibility. Yeah. So we're looking just at the ankle right now. Is that right?
Right now, we're just focused on the ankle. Everything else is pretty much intact. My right leg kind of looks like hamburger meat just a little bit, but that's not too much different than what it looked like before. My back is fine. They did an x-ray, all the hardware in my back, all the rods and plates in there.
That's good news.
So right now we're just dealing with the ankle.
So to set up the story here, you have a $300 storm door that you were installing, but it was not completely installed. And your wife, Lindsay, returns home from the grocery and she's opening the door and the door swings open. You do not want it to swing all the way open because it will hit the wall. It'll hit the outside of your home and the door could potentially break. So you try to stop this from happening and you slipped and fell. How's the door? Did you save the door? We don't know the results of that.
So here's the irony in all of this is this $250 storm door is probably going to cost a couple grand now, at least. The door is okay, and also the irony in all of it is when I saw her through the door. She had her hands full of groceries and stuff, and I was coming to open the door, but she opened it to begin with. Well, I hadn't completed the assembly of the closure arms on there that hold it in place. So when she let go of it, it was going to swing back and hit the brick. And all I could see was $250 worth of broken glass in the last 2 hours of my time just laying there shattered on the ground. So I'm yelling, don't let go, don't let go. And I go to lunge for the door. And not only do I nearly take her out, land on Arvy, I take the door and slam the door into the back of the front brick of the house is on my own. So when I lunged at it, my foot hit the not so welcoming mat and slid out from underneath me. And then my ankle rolled in, my knee rolled out, my back collapsed. And yeah, that's where we are right now.
Reed, you got to laugh, not to cry at times. I'm doing a little bit of both for you right now on your behalf.
I was watching the video while I was waiting in the waiting room and I was laughing at it. And Lindsay,
did Lindsay defend herself at all? Because my first impression of the video was, boy, Lindsay didn't really show a lot of concern when you're there writhing in pain on the ground trying to catch your breath. She didn't reappear in the video at any point.
Arvy hopped right over you, too.
Yeah, and Arvy went right inside also. I said Arvy was like the field medic out in battle that has to make the calculated decision of who's going to live and who's going to die. And he took one look at you, and it's like the equivalent of finding liver blood on your hand and saying, oh, this guy's not going to make it. I got to go to the next guy that I can save. That's what Arvy did when he jumped right over you and went inside.
I was just a casualty to him at that point.
Yeah, this guy, I can't save this guy. Give him some morphine and get the hell out.
She is so accustomed to having these episodes where I do something stupid like that and end up injuring myself, where she's not concerned unless I lie there for too long. My concern was when I watched back over the video, I didn't know where Arvy was, and then I was sprinting towards the door. I knew he was behind me at some point. I didn't know if he was underneath me or what, so I went back and watched the video. I'm glad he at least wasn't like sniffing my butt when I was bent over writhing in pain and couldn't catch my breath.
So it's your video to release, to tweet, to put on Facebook, to Instagram, wherever you want to put it. Will you be releasing the video? Because we have a number of listeners who really want to see the video.
I will consult with my beautiful wife and see what she wants to do about it. I have no problem with it myself because I've watched it, and this all started early on when we were dating. She was downstairs at my house watching TV, and I went upstairs for something and came back, was kind of leaning over the steps talking to her about something, and the sock came off of my foot, and my foot slipped, and I landed on my hip on the stairs. So she's been so accustomed to me and these incidences over the years, like, she just, unless there's blood, she's not really all that concerned. But I think the video is worth watching. There's a follow up to it. I don't know why it recorded me. The last thing you hear is me gasping for air.
I know.
And then there's another video following that of me trying to walk it off, which may be even funnier.
And by the way,
it's the noise that you're making. You could tell you're making a noise like everybody's had playing sports, had the breath knocked out of them. You're making that you're making that noise on the ground. Like, you could tell you're trying to regain your breath. It's painful to watch.
And Reed, the fact that she's wearing the Midday 180 hoodie, that makes the video perfect.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It looks planned, but
it's
wasn't.
Quite the gimmick.
Because she's wearing the Midday 180 hoodie.
Yep.
No, I promise you, it was not planned at all. If it was, I'd have pulled it off better than that.
Well, tweet it from @DavidReedRadio if you decide to hit send. No pressure either way, and we'll put it out there. But we waited to hear from you before we decided whether or not it would be cool to ask you to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to try to navigate these crutches inside the house now, upstairs. That'll be fun.
I'm getting the hang on one second,
Reed.
Oh,
yes.
I'm getting the signal to hang with this segment for another minute because Lindsey Reed is on the line with us. Lindsey, your thoughts on how you're depicted in this video?
Yes. Yeah, so my thoughts are, it looks really, really bad. but the fact of the matter is I could not hold back my laughter in the moment because it's like,
which is great.
David said it. Like, there have been countless episodes like this, and I just can't help but to laugh because it only happened to David. So it looks bad, like I said, that I reacted the way I did, but on the other side of it, like, there's no shame because it's like Schaefer said, it literally is something that can be turned into America's Funniest Home Videos. And I'm fine with us submitting that too. But in all seriousness, I'm glad he's okay. But I'm terrible because I laugh at stuff like that when I should have been sympathetic and went out there and asked if he was okay. But watching it back, I laugh so hard I cry because it's just that funny.
Which one of you?
I mean, you really kind of stole the show, also, yes. Lindsey, with your performance in it. And I've watched it 15 times. But the way you kind of laugh and you got a smile on your face and you just say, what?
And then RV hopping over David to go inside was classic.
Yeah, to follow
as well.
You was great.
But which one of you went to look at the video first? Was it David or you, Lindsey?
It was actually David.
Oh. I'm surprised by that, Reed.
Yes, me too, because I never thought to actually go back and look at it on the Ring Up video. So David sent it to me, and I'm upstairs watching TV, and I watch it again, and I die laughing again, which I feel horrible. But David was the first one to send the footage. But as you guys had pointed out with RV, which I didn't even pay attention to that, RV just following behind me. Apparently, RV is accustomed to this as well because he followed after me.
So, Lindsey, does David have your blessing to post this video on social media for all of our listeners?
Yes, absolutely. Awesome. I would not withhold that from the Midday 180 listeners.
Well, for those that are not on Twitter immediately right now, we do have, because of that blessing, we have the audio. Here's additional audio of Reed falling down.
You heard it here first. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, Lindsay, and I love you. I have the painkillers. You bring some ice when you come home.
Okay.
Thank you, Lindsay. And thank you for wearing the hoodie on video.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you for noticing that. And I'm always supporting Midday 180 anytime I can. I love the show. Even prior to David joining it, you guys are my favorite, the best radio show.
We love you. We love you, Lindsay. Thank you.
Love you guys.
You guys are still her favorites.
Reed, feel better, and maybe we'll see you limp in here on Monday.
Well, we'll see. If I'm there, I'm limping.
Okay.
Oh, I'll be limping wherever I am.
All right, boys.
Thanks. See you guys.
All right. See ya.
David Reed with the news that he has a grade 2 medial tear. He's on crutches for 2 weeks. And if it doesn't improve, it's time for an MRI.
I really think they're just going to move north on his body next. Like, it's the medial tear now, then it's going to be the torn hamstring, then we're going to have news of a hip injury, then we're going to finally get to the spine. That's what's next.
How great is it that we have our former program director and now the interim program director, and we're 2 minutes past the hour, we haven't gone to break?
Yeah, it's what we do.
Both your
sorry to both of you.
Your former boss and current boss approve of this.
Yeah, sorry to both of you.
Midday 180, 104.5 The Zone.